This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews, and also welcome to a brand new year of 2025. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and I have two individuals here who had a fantastic idea, I think, for all of us, which was we should start off the new year smart, and we're going to have a trivia. We're going to have a trivia podcast.
What, yes.
Great. So I want to welcome Justin Schmitz.
Thank you.
And also returning guest, Andrew Elmquist.
Hello.
And these two gentlemen are going to face off against each other. But before we do that, you guys have requested a beer. We've never had Coors Light on. So Good. We're going to have some Coors Light tonight. However, when we play trivia, you're not just playing just for the hell of it. You're going to play for a shot off the brewski board, which is a fireball. So one of these two gentlemen will.
It's cold too.
Yeah, it's cold too. I can't even have it chilled. So these guys are going to play for a chance to have a shot.
The winner gets to do it?
The winner gets to have a shot with me off the brewski board.
Okay. All
right, all right. So you guys aren't just playing for the hell of it. You
haven't, right.
Yeah.
Fair.
So we should crack open beers.
All
so,
right, yeah. Enough. Let me move my Plunkett's Pest Control hat.
Plunkett's Pest
Let
Control.
Let me just move that
the
out of the
pest
way.
Pest Control in Redondo, yeah. Some say.
Some would say that.
Some would. I yep.
Well, now you work for them, right?
I do. Yes. And then, so, yep. Plunkett's Pest Control here in Winona. So I don't leave Winona. We have techs all over.
Sure.
We're in 25 plus states, in the United States. But me locally, I go from Pelzer to Mankato Street. So if you're in town here in Winona, I'd be your guy for any sort of pest control problems you have.
Well, and I know you've come to my place a time or two before, and I know you serve us all around here.
Yep.
Is Plunkett's that's a franchise, right?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So we're my local branch. Our headquarters is in Fridley. Then we have one in New Mexico, and then we have one in Ohio. So we have three major hubs. But like I said, we're in over 25 states. So I do your dad's house as well. Spray his house. So,
that's right, you do.
So if you got any bug issues, give me a call.
Yeah, and if you guys ever run out of beer, don't worry. We got plenty of them here.
So if we get through that, we got a problem on a Monday night.
Yeah, on a Monday night. That's right. We're recording this on a Monday. So anyways, we do this kind of old school. We do this just like we do it here in town. Maybe they do it around the states, but you get a whiteboard, you have an eraser, and you have yourself a dry erase marker.
Yep.
So thanks to Two Fathoms for hooking us up with the with the whiteboards, that's eraser, right, and marker. I just went down there and I said, can I borrow one of these?
I'll be hosting there January 16th, right?
Yep. Okay. I'm hosting Thursday, which is this podcast will come out after that. But yeah, Two Fathoms Trivia or Two Fathoms Brewery every Thursday starting at 7:30. Sometimes I'm like the trivia guru down there, the scheduler and all that. So yeah, 7:30 every Thursday. We have themes some nights. Some nights we just have regular trivia, but these two hosts as well, and they do a great job. So yeah,
that's where I got some of my questions from. So these might be repeats if you hear them. However, when you host, do you have a theme or is it just general knowledge?
The 16th will be general.
Okay, yep. Sounds good. Perfect. So yeah,
what's, if anybody's ever what's your final question? So it's not coming out until next week.
Are you guys coming?
I won't be
this
there.
Week.
I'll be there this week.
Okay.
Well, wait, is this week anime?
No.
Okay, good.
Is there an anime week?
There's like animated TV shows.
Oh,
that would be a different
not
story.
Anime. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's different.
So don't say it because I'll be there this Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones after that, I might not be because I got to play basketball. But that's besides the point there, guys. So anyways, we're going to do the way we do this for those who are listening at home. You should play with us because see how you match up maybe against them or just against your own general knowledge. But we got to crack the beers first, guys.
Oh, I already did.
Oh, my bad. Well, let's get a big cheers here then, guys. Boom. Jeez. Good luck to both of you guys. But before we do that, I'm going to run over the rules quick.
Beer as cold as the Rockies.
It's blue.
They are blue, so that is the correct. Correct. So the way we do this is there's going to be three rounds. There'll be 10 questions. I can't do the music trivia because of the copyright issues. But
you can sing. Okay.
I can sing.
Yeah, you can. Yep. Barstool got in trouble their first year of doing their trivia show.
No kidding.
And they did a music theme was one of the rounds, and they would have to sing it like off camera because then they got copyrighted. Oh, so yeah, you could do that. You just
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, if I get to that point, we'll do that. But anyway,
be at the bottom of the box. You'll be singing.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I got to notice is you got a dad gang hat, as do I. Yep. And I think you guys are both dads, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to be. So
congrats.
My wife got me this for Christmas. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear on this podcast because I think I have two dads coming on that are going to play trivia against each other. And then Andrew's got the hat on too. Yep. So
not sponsored. Not an ad.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's right.
Okay. So we'll play three different rounds. There'll be 10 questions each. And then at the very end, there's going to be a final trivia where they have to wager their points against each other. I don't know how they're going to do this while not letting each other see their numbers, but or their answers. But that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we got to get team names, Chris.
Team names. All right. Oh, let's go. Well, hold on. Let me write these down then. Gentlemen, what would you like your team names to be?
Justin's team one. I'm team two.
Yep.
Oh. No. That's not our name. You got.
No, I know
that.
I should write your names down.
Okay.
Maybe I should have told you about this ahead of time. Andrew, do you have one at all?
Yeah. Quid pro quo.
Oh, quid pro quo.
See, he had one ready.
Yep. Yeah, that's not my new favorite one.
He had one in the holster. I'll be that guy. Team that guy.
Nice. Don't be that guy.
Yep.
You know, I was going down to get the boards today, and sure enough, there's the Diamond Dogs were down there having beers. I go, guys, it's not Thursday. What are you doing?
Yeah. Unreal.
Then I told
training.
Them.
They're training.
They're training. Their
getting
minds.
Their reps in.
Just training to hold the board up.
16-ounce curls, yeah.
16-ounce. Now, I've been the mug club, then it's 20-ounce curls.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Shout out. I'm in that club.
Nice.
But I told them, I said I would shout. They go. I told them what the theme was that we're doing for this podcast when it comes out on Monday. And they go, shout out Diamond Dogs. So shout out Diamond Dogs. However, Diamond Dogs and I Drink Therefore I Am have a big competition here in Winona about who could win the most within the year. I don't know where their spreadsheet lands. So,
Diamond guys, Dogs took it.
Yeah.
Did they?
They did take it. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I play for I Drink Therefore I Am sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was the, do you remember the final standings for them?
I think they won by two weeks.
Yeah. They usually win every single week. So, they probably have a lot of crowlers built up.
Yeah.
And they could donate them to the podcast. I don't mind.
That'd be huge.
All right. So, folks at home, if you want to play, just keep tally of what you know and what you don't. And if I have some fun facts to give along with this, I certainly will do that. Yeah, so. And you guys can talk shit to each other. I don't care. That's fine.
Sweet. All right.
But the first question, number one, of round number one, which U.S. president lived the longest? Which U.S. president lived the longest? Cold as the Rockies.
They are cold. They're good.
Dude, this is good. Blue. I've had Bush Light on twice now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like within 3 weeks. But now we've had Coors.
Yep. Try to do something different.
All right. Boards up, boys. Show the camera.
I wrote it small.
You wrote it pretty small. Hopefully everyone can see. But if you had the answer, Jimmy Carter, who literally just passed
R.I.P.
away.
R.I.P. Yeah.
You guys got it right. So team that guy's got one.
Got one.
Team Quid Pro Quo, you have one as well.
If he didn't just die, I probably wouldn't have known it.
You really? Died at 100. Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know he was.
I saw a video like when he had his 100th birthday, and it looked like he's on his deathbed.
When he voted, when he went to go vote,
yeah.
He was just laying.
Looked
there.
Like the dude from SpongeBob. Like, yeah. In there.
Shout out.
Or someone voted.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Yes. Yes. Okay. Question number two of round number one: what make and model plane is Air Force One? What make and model plane is Air Force One? That's right. Don't let Justin see that, Andrew. He might steal your answer.
I couldn't even tell you.
And also, you cannot use, for those who are listening, you cannot use your cell phones or smartwatches. So don't do that. These guys clearly aren't. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll notice they're not using anything besides their own. Now, make sure you have the make and model. So if it's, you know.
I have no idea.
Okay. Sounds good. Boards up.
Boeing 747.
I have a Boeing 747, and you have Boeing Jet.
I have Boeing Jet.
I can't give Jet that one. So quid pro quo, you get one.
I was torn between 37 and 47, but had to go big for the president.
Exactly, big for the president. Now there's Airbuses out there. I think the biggest commercial one now is Airbus 380.
Yeah, those are big boys.
I just saw it on TikTok, and then I obviously had to click into that and go down that rabbit hole. And a double decker. Bar upstairs. I'm like, that looks so awesome.
Unreal.
One time, my wife and I, when we went on our honeymoon, we did the Delta One. That was so cool. Oh, yeah. Going back from Hawaii. It made an 8-hour trip seem like about just flying down to Florida for 3 hours. Right. Wow. I couldn't believe it. You get the layback and all that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Let's see if I can stump you guys on this one. Question number three of round number one. What does the term swag stand for? S-W-A-G. Jeez. What does the term swag stand for?
I need five other members of my team to be here.
Well, you're going to get one of these if you're able to come to the one-year party, which has already happened listening to this.
But you'll get we'll be at the two-year party then?
Yeah, 2 years.
Next year?
No. You're going to be invited to this one.
Oh, okay.
Swag. Today is December 30th, so technically you were on year one. True. But if you're able to make it, I'm going to tell you. But you're going to get a swag bag. That's what I'm going at with this.
What does swag stand for?
Well, you're going to find out. Shoot. All right, trust me. All right, board's up, boys.
I roll pass.
Stuff we all get.
Stuff we all get or something we all get. Absolutely.
Man.
Quit broke. Man.
Good job.
Oh, man.
I've asked that before like 2 years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
See, I asked it at one time too, so I guess it was a repeat.
It's all right.
That's all good. All right, here we go. Question number four of round number one. What is the name of the British luxury car manufacturer known for models such as the Phantom and the Ghost? And it's also a subsidiary of BMW. What is the name of the British luxury car manufacturer known for models such as Phantom and Ghost? And it's also a subsidiary of BMW. Ooh, fancy, fancy. I'm going to put a pinky up on this one.
A British what? A British car company?
A British luxury car manufacturer, yep.
Okay.
And they're a subsidiary of BMW. And it's, they have models such as the Phantom and the Ghost. I'm stumping. Now, I thought I was going to, this one I thought was easy. I thought I was going to stump you on the something we all get. But if Andrew already asked it once,
I have no idea.
It's part of that dad gang. All right, boards up, boys. Let's see what we got.
I said Rolls Royce. I have no idea.
Buick.
It is Rolls Royce.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
I looked up. He's got a Rolls Royce side up there.
Yes,
and I was like, whatever.
Damn. I was going to say there's actually a sign in here for that. And then I was like, wait, you guys will just look up there. And there it is.
So. Shout out to Bruising Cruise Lounge for just hooking me up.
I got to look around.
Oh, is that how you got your answers? Just looking up
there?
Well,
I picked something I saw. I'm like, whatever.
See, I thought the Phantom and the Ghost was going to give it away.
Dude, I know nothing about cars. So.
Okay, this one better be a social.
All right.
Social.
So, question number five, round number Sports. One. What was the name of the fictional tool company on the sitcom Home Improvement?
Just said.
What was the name of the fictional tool company in the sitcom TV show Home Improvement?
Yeah.
You want me to just go off with all of them?
Yeah, keep them. Name the tool company too.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to do all that.
Too, and I do not remember.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
See, now I was a big fan of Home Improvement, so I know this. I'm 37.
Okay, yeah. You're 11 years older than me. So
yeah, so that might be why this resonates with me, because I really like this. This is probably like my third favorite show, because I like King of Queens. This one's right in there, and then. And then Boy Meets World's another good one. Yeah. But anyways, shout boards up.
I said if you have, miles.
I put Woodshed.
Binford.
Nah.
Jeez. I stumped you both on that
one.
Big L. I thought that was going to be a social.
Ask a King and Queens question.
Nope.
Ooh, what does IPS stand for?
Something Postal Service.
Nope.
It's not Postal Service.
No, it's not.
IPS, where he works.
Yeah, that's where he works. Little green shorts.
Yep.
I don't remember what it is, though.
I don't know either.
International Parcel Service.
Parcel.
Parcel.
All right, so I asked the King of Queens question, and you got it wrong. Son of a bitch.
L. That's all right.
Okay. So, anyways, I thought that was going to be an easy one. You guys got any favorite shows from, like, when you... Okay, so you said you're 11 years younger than me.
Yep.
What was a show that it was like, I love this one?
Oh, man.
Because everyone's The Office, and I never got into that one.
Yeah, I mean, I like The Office. Parks and Rec. That's Parks and Recreation. One like, yeah. Big one. But my favorite show of all time, I don't know. It's hard to say. I love Jeopardy, dude. So.
No wonder you thought this was a great theme tonight. Yeah. Justin, Jeopardy. What do you got? I mean, you're about
King
my
Queens.
Age.
Yeah, I'm 33.
Okay.
King Queens, Boy Meets World. Those are good ones. We've been on a big Roseanne kick at our house because we got Peacock. And so we just watch all the episodes.
Sure.
So we're on a big Roseanne kick right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. King of Queens is on Peacock, too. Yep. That's amazing.
That'll be after Roseanne.
Mm. Not sponsored.
No.
It should be.
Yeah, what else? I watched Even Stevens was growing up. You know, that Disney sort of era was fun. So, yeah, I watched a lot of that stuff.
Did you? Okay, so now I like Tim Allen. I watched Tim Allen do a stand-up at Treasure Island probably 12 years ago or more. He's funnier in my mind on TV shows.
I believe that.
The stand-up's not as funny as I thought it was going to be, but he's got a new show coming out starting January 6th. Yep. So when this comes out, you guys are right on the same release date as Tim's new show, which is called Shifting Gears. Yep.
Meant to be.
And also, you know who else is on that? Is Sean William Scott. And I am a Sean William Scott fan. Okay. So that'll be kind of cool. And you guys are...
Isn't the girl from the Two Broke Girls or something on there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's the...
Cat Williams.
I don't remember her name. I just know she was on that show.
You guys are dropping the same day. So, like, guys, if you're listening, this is dropping the same. Yep. It's like January neck and 6th, neck with Tim Allen.
Shout out Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be on. That'd be sick. Actually, fun fact is from my wife and I, we sent out... cards to people for our wedding. Mm-hmm. Tim Allen was one of them. Mm-hmm. Sent us a signed autograph back. Not only did he sign us a picture of him from when he was on Home Improvement, but he signed the invite. So on the back, he would see that we were standing next to the 57 Chevy back there, the red one that's over your guys' head. So he signed that too, and he signed us a photo. So I'm like, well, he saw like who we were, mm-hmm. and he probably saw that there were car people too. So that's kind of cool. So Tim Allen, if you ever want to come on, by all means. Now, I'm probably going to stump you on this one.
Tag him in this.
Yeah. At Tim Allen.
Yeah. At Allen Tim.
At Allen Tim 69 or whatever.
I don't even know if he has social media. At Shifting Gears. Okay, this one I'm probably going to stump you on.
All right.
Unfortunately, I thought I was going to get you. See, I thought what I had coming up was a social and an antisocial. But it might be two antisocial. So anyways, question number 6 of round number 1. Next summer will be what annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally? And I will be attending that one.
Shout out
to Sturgis.
shout out
to all the biker babes that'll be washing my bike, maybe. Nah. Maybe.
The biker baby.
Actually, you're right. My daughter will be about 2.5 months old at that
point.
Right.
That's why you have kids. You just have them do stuff for you.
Yeah.
The kid can't bring me beer yet, but soon.
She can wash
the motorcycle.
Yeah, she could. She can all in those little small areas, but I washed the bugs off of that spot that I never saw. All right, you guys got him one up? All right, let's see what you got.
I said 100 century.
51.
It is the 85th.
Ah.
85th anniversary. So we got another one. I'm so sorry. Okay, one should be a 50-50 on the next one.
Oh, okay. Right. Perfect.
Shout out.
As long as you know boats.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay.
Shoot. You got to know this. All right, let's see what we got. Question number 7, round number 1. What is the term for the right side of the boat? What is the term for the right side of the boat?
It's one of two.
It's one of two, exactly. It's 50-50. And I don't know, do either of you guys have a boat?
No.
Nope.
Either of you go on cruises?
The best boat is somebody else's boat.
That is. Because they always say the best days in a boater's life is the day they get the boat and the day they sell the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's bust out another 1,000. Yep. All right, boys. Board's up. What do we got?
I said port.
I said dinghy.
Okay, so it is actually starboard.
Where's the dinghy?
Port. Now here, I just told someone this the other day. Port, the way you can remember this, is starboard's right side, port is left side, because port has 4 letters, as does left.
Oh.
So that's a fun fact for you. So if anybody's out there listening, port has 4 letters, P-O-R-T. Mm. Left has 4 letters, L-E-F-T. That's the way you remember it.
Where's the dinghy?
that's if you want to get off of your yacht and cruise into the port because your boat's just too damn big.
The little dinghy's in your pants, bro.
Yeah, it is.
That could be the TikTok right there. The little dinghy's in your pants.
Yeah.
That's where it sits. Okay. Guys, come on. Give me this one here. Number 8. Question number 8. We got a beer question finally.
All right.
Okay. Question 8, round number 1. Which U.S. state is home to the famous Sierra Nevada Brewing Company? Which U.S. You know what? I'm even going to give you a hint on this one. It's not Nevada, so don't write Nevada. Which U.S. state is home to the famous Sierra Nevada Brewing Company? And they make Hazy Little Thing, and it's so fantastic. Good. They also have Dank Little Thing. Yep. That's a good one, too.
I had a 12-pack with both of those, and then another one the other day is Unreal.
Unreal. All right. Boards up.
I said
if
California.
You have California.
Justin, how many points?
You can just take the shot now.
No, don't forget. You know the final question's a wager round.
Well, I don't think.
You got enough points to wager.
I got one. Okay. I'm better at hosting trivia. Let's talk about hosting trivia.
I love hosting trivia. So we'll talk about that. Let's talk about that between rounds one and two. Okay. About your hosting
great ideas.
All right.
I feel like you got a lot of hosting. Okay, here we go. Question number nine, round number one. What is the longest river in North America? What is the longest river in North America? Ooh, these guys have this like down right away. All right, boards up.
Missouri.
If you have the Missouri River, hey, that's a social, boys. Drink up.
All the homies think it's Mississippi because Mississippi is longest word. But
yeah, I think it's also because all the things that go into Missouri. I've read up why it is, and it's not even that much longer, to be honest.
It's like maybe 100 or 200 miles more.
But Mississippi's just a good river. It's in our backyard.
True.
So, okay, final question of round number one. How many wheels are on a semi, truck, and trailer combined? Don't overthink it.
What kind of trailer are we talking about?
We're talking about semi. That's just going down the road, hauling your Amazon products probably.
Shout out.
A rain truck and trailer?
Maybe. Oh, gosh. Damn, this guy's sponsored trucking? By everyone, yeah. I think.
They do pay me, though, so that's not a free plug.
Well, you know what? They can be a sponsor, too. All right, boys, let's see what we got. Then you better not get this one wrong.
18.
18-wheelers, boys. All right. That was a good way to end that round.
Nice.
So we are now
General.
That's two in a row, yeah.
I'm winning in the last two questions.
Okay, so the Missouri River, I thought I could stump you on.
Oh, shit, okay. I'm not losing in the last two questions.
You're not losing.
Justin, so tell us about your experience in hosting trivia. You said I've hosted
a few times at Two Fathoms, the brewery here. I've hosted at the Parlor Room here in town. It's a
what was it,
center.
The Parlor? What one was that?
I did one there. So I talked to the Marin, the owner who runs it.
Toss some beers.
And we just did like a small one on a Wednesday because she was looking for other.
Don't worry about it. We got 24 of them. Don't split. You're probably going to spray that one all over.
Oh, no. Is it?
Okay, so you hosted one?
Yeah, yep. One there. I've done Market Street a couple times here in town, a college bar. And then when I travel for work, I will go, if I'm there from like a Monday to a Thursday, just find a trivia spot in that town.
Sure.
So like I've done Bemidji, I've gone down to Chicago and played. So anywhere I've traveled for work, I go and play. And like I said, I'm better at hosting than playing.
So am I. Don't worry.
My score indicates. But I think it's cool, like going to other places and how they run it. Like you said, maybe other places do the boards. You know, Market Street asks 50 questions.
Whoa.
So you got got to write down. It's five categories of 10, and it's like 10 seconds in between each question.
Oh,
and
then you either know it or you don't.
Yeah, and then you hand it in at the end. I've gone to places where it's on your phone, so you got to download an app and play.
Which I hate.
Yeah, you got to type the answer out. I've done, I think Lucky's in town does it, where you go like 5-4-3, or like you add numbers to how confident your confidence meter of the question. So it's cool going to different places and seeing how they run it and how you can kind of incorporate your own little things to go and host it like Two Fathoms. I mean, that's pretty set, but you can always change some things, I think.
Well, I've started playing DJ Trivia over at Wellington's, and there's a long time. They do a whole song between.
That's like a league, isn't it?
They do have leagues, and I think it just started. It starts like at the beginning of the year, but it's like 3 minutes between questions.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
And there's only like 4 or 5 questions, and
there's multiple choice too.
Some of them are, fill in. So usually round one's supposed to be very easy, then round two gets a little harder, and they're supposed to get harder. However, there's submitted questions from people around the world, so it's literally up on a screen. You go in and hand in your thing, but you have like whatever the song is, and then there's a countdown once it gets to 1 minute. Yep. It's fun. But it's a long time between questions.
Yep.
10 seconds is you either know it or you do not know it.
Yeah, Market Street tries to get theirs done in an hour. It's wow. Like it's 7 to 8 on Thursday. So it's the same time as Two Fathoms, starts a little earlier.
Sure.
So I've gone and played at Market Street and then gone to Two Fathoms and played. Nice. Yeah. So
They're just before it.
Yeah, they go 7 to 8, where Two Fathoms, if you'll get there at 8, so you'll kind of miss the first round.
Yeah.
But then you can just play the last.
Seems like a lot of places are doing this nowadays. Yeah. I love it. I think it's so much fun because I just like to see if I know things. Plus, you're learning, too. Like, everyone that's listening right now has learned maybe 10 new things that they did not know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not learning anything. Who knows?
Yeah, dumb I am. Yeah.
that's why. So now you said you on the road?
Yeah. Yep. So from now, or December, November till March, I'll travel a week out of the month.
Oh, wow.
So, like right now or next month, I'll have the opportunity to go to like one of the Dakotas, Illinois, Indiana, or Eau Claire would be a local spot. Mm. So I would go there. Plunkett's puts you up in a room or puts me up in a room. And then any houses or businesses, commercial stuff there, if there's an open route, I would go and do the work.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because we just don't have, we're so heavy on spraying houses. We can't do that now, where if you go south or you just go to a different state, like the Dakotas, you just do all businesses.
Sure, so sure, sure.
It opens up a lot of opportunity to travel. If we ever want to move, it's open to go somewhere. But like I said, it's cool going to different areas. And I play by myself, obviously, when I go. Or if I find, a couple guys playing, I'll just ask if I can play with them.
Oh, for trivia? Walk in?
Yeah.
Dude, everyone's pretty friendly when it comes to that anyways. Because we sit down sometimes. My dad and I, a lot of times, we'll go by ourselves. And we'll just hook up with someone like, you guys want to play? Sure, let's do it.
Yep. Yeah. I was in Red Wing last month, and there's these two older ladies in their 50s asked me if I wanted to play. And I said, yeah, sure. And they're like, we come here all the time. And they were awful. They were worse. And they left before the final question. So I was by myself for the final question. Oof. And I was like, I don't know why I joined you then.
You're just going to leave me hanging.
I was like, all right, that's fun.
Well, my dad and I have come very close to winning by just bidding zero at the end. And then we'll have like 2 points because we knew nothing about this. So
right.
I get how that is. So then you got the Lee Rain Trucking. Now you play softball with them too?
Yes, I do.
I play against you.
Yep, a few times.
You guys are good.
Yeah, we try to be. We're all having kids now, so we had to take 24 off. So the Rain Revenge Tour 25 is starting in April.
Yep. The Revenge Tour.
Yep. So yeah, we play. We don't play local like in the Winona Park Rec, but we did tournaments. So
sure. Yep. Well, yeah, I know.
More of a tournament team. For league, I try to play in the lower levels and just have fun.
Man,
yeah, Justin's sandbagging. Like the best shortstop in Division 5 softball.
Yep, that's a big. That's yep. There used to be 11 divisions. Now there's 5. So that's a big.
Dude, yeah, back in the day, there used to be a church league.
Yeah,
and within the church league, I think there was maybe there wasn't divisions, but in 35 and over, there used to be divisions when my dad was playing, and I was a little kid at that point. But there was like 3 divisions in 35 and over.
Yeah, when I started, when I was 20, so 13 years ago, there was 10 divisions. There wasn't a church league then, as far as I know.
Right.
There was no 35 and over. Now there is. I think there was like 3 or 4 women's, co-ed had a lot.
Yeah, there are 3 divisions in co-ed at least.
And now it's just kind of, it's dwindling down, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm not a big let's play on Sunday. Sunday for me is like, I'm going on the river or whatever it is. Mm-hmm, right. I've come in and I've had a couple beers before and I played and I look like an idiot when I came in to play. I go, that's the last time I'll ever do that.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in on a Sunday to play 5 o'clock slow pitch softball.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you know what? That's for the rest of the Sunday's just my day off.
Right.
So I don't really do that anymore, but I love playing softball. I know we always play against Lee Rain at some point in Goodview days.
Yep,
so.
Goodview, yeah. Steamboat, we used to do that when Steamboat Days had a tournament. They don't have that anymore.
Yeah, it kind of went away. Now they have what is it? Call Me Blue or what?
Yeah.
Oh, Come On Blue.
Come on Blue tournament. Yeah.
Yep. Which that was even limited to like lower level teams, and then this last year I think everyone could play just because
they had nobody.
Because the amount of teams that just don't play anymore.
And it was on Steamboat Days weekend, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's rough.
Yeah. Which there's a lot going on. I think you had the teams that were able to do it 15 years ago, so I don't know what changed. I just don't know if the younger generation just doesn't play.
I know a big hit was when COVID happened because. Yeah. Even with the men's basketball league, now it's just one division. So you might go out and just get steamrolled. Before, there was a 3, 2, and a 1, and 3 was like pickup basketball, yep, right, picnic style. I played in that division 1 year. I was like, what the hell is this? This is just like throwing the ball around. Yeah. So then now I have a team, but I don't really care if I play or not. I told the guys, I'm like, hey, you know, I'll go there if you want me to, you know, bang around some guys on the defense. I'm like, I'm not going to score a bunch of points, but right, I'll run people over if necessary, or they can run me over and I'll take charges. But I said, I'll do my best, but that's, I like softball. That's my favorite. Right. And softball, I still play the volleyball too.
Well, I used to play in the basketball park and rec when I was in college, and again, just stopped playing because I don't want to tear my Achilles.
Well, I almost got a new fight 3 years ago in basketball.
Oh my gosh, that's when it was probably self-officiated, right?
Yeah, it was the last year of self-officiating. Yeah.
Yep, that was a bad year. I remember that.
Yep, the police were called. Believe it or not, I did not start the fight, but I also didn't finish
Who called fouls, offense or defense?
I think it was defense. No,
it was offense. Yeah, because even when you're playing like park rec, it's self-officiated. When you're playing volleyball, the offense or whoever's doing it is supposed to call it on themselves. I'm like, who the hell is going to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to call themselves when they're in the net unless it's very obvious. I'm like, so yeah, it is better. I remember it was 3 years ago. Literally, it was all arguing. And then I think it was 2 years ago, first game of the year, the cops got called because someone brought a gun.
Nice.
Like, I was there for that, actually.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I didn't bring the gun.
But it was officiated. And then they made you not – they did not allow people to come in unless you're on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
So my dad always wanted to come watch. I go, well, I got 12 on the roster. I don't need 12 players, so I wrote them on the roster. Nice. So you come in and watch. And so they go, well, you on the roster? Yep, I'm on the roster. He just wanted to come and watch.
Suit up.
Put some J's on. Get out there, Rich. Come on.
Stand in the corner.
In his boots.
It's like bench warmers when they got everybody on base or everybody's hurt. It's like, come on.
Come on. All right, boys, let's get into round number two here. All right, so just so everyone's wondering where we're at here, I have Justin, which is...
Yep.
Justin, you're at 3 points.
Yep.
And I have...
A sneaky three.
Andrew at, what do I have, a 7, I believe?
Yeah.
Yep.
7 whole points?
Seven whole points. So you went 70%. That's just a C-minus, boys.
So if
and
we
girls,
were to work together.
We got the same ones wrong.
Yeah.
All right. So quid pro quo versus what was your name again? I forgot. Off the
that
time.
Guy.
That guy.
That guy. Don't be that guy.
All right. Well, let's see what that guy can do in this round of round number two.
Picture
question.
Owned? No.
Nope.
Okay. It's not like
we have an audio audience that's awesome. Listening. There's just an audio audience at this point too. So, question number one of round
two. I tried
to
get on that show this next season, by the way.
I'm also applying.
Are you?
Yeah.
I applied already.
I know.
Well, for what?
The floor. Hosted by Rob Lowe. It's awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a great game show.
What would be your
expertise?
Your
I thought about that. Like tight ends. Would be mine.
Okay.
Like
what?
I can name like the
Football
third string tight end every team.
Men's tight ends.
But the tricky thing is like you could say a category. Yeah. And they could interpret it how they want
to.
Yeah,
they
could
do anything. Yep.
So it'd be like NFL tight ends probably.
Yeah, mine were team logos, like sports logos. Mm. Which they just did baseball this last year.
The minor league was tough.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah. I knew the Durham Bulls, the first one, that was it. I think I did bugs. Because I have to do that. Shout out Plunk gets pest control. And then, I don't remember. TV living rooms. TV show living rooms.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be a fun one. I'm trying to think of something they haven't put on there yet, and I don't think they've done that one.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Question number one of round number two. What is the only vowel that is not the first letter of a state? What is the only vowel that is not the first letter of a state?
Are you counting Y in this? Like A, E, I, sometimes Y, you know?
No. Okay, we're not counting Y in this. Just your normal vowels. A, E, I, O, U. Boards up, boys. E! Hey, we start off round number two with the social of E.
20% chance of getting it right.
Yeah, shout out. E,
I, O, U. Yep, okay. Okay, this one better also be a social then.
All right.
So question number two of round number two. What is the term that is used when someone suddenly stops talking to a person on social media? What is the term that is used when someone suddenly stops talking to a person on social media? Oh, that was quick. This better be a...
I've done it.
I'm perfect. You want to tell us about that? No. All right, let's see what we got. We got ghosting. Yeah.
Get ghosted.
All right, you got a good story at all for that?
Dude, Justin.
I don't think so, actually.
Dude, you go to war against Packers people on Twitter.
I do,
bro.
Yeah. Oh.
Who are you blocked by?
On Twitter or by?
Yeah, Twitter.
My Twitter.
You're blocked.
Yeah, I'm blocked by
Peter?
Pat McAfee. Brandon Walker from...
You're blocked by Pat McAfee? Yeah. What'd you say?
That's so impressive, honestly.
That is actually very impressive.
I don't remember why McAfee blocked me. Well, he got the bag from ESPN, and then they fired a bunch of people, and I said it was his fault, and he just
Peter
got
Bukowski,
rid of me.
Are you blocked
by
him?
No, Andy Herman.
Okay, shout out.
Yep.
I feel Andy Herman. You must have been saying a lot of bad things to him.
With McAfee?
Yeah.
No, I think that was it. It might have been more than once.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on his side with all the, like, Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays. I just can't tweet at him. So.
Okay.
You used to not be able to see their tweets if you're blocked, and now you can. You just can't engage with them. Yeah. So now I can see McAfee's tweets.
Right.
I just can't say anything back. Yeah, the Twitter stuff, I think there's a lot of Packer homers, and I'm a Packer fan, but there's just...
That's
you gotta take the curtains off a little bit.
Well, the problem with so many like hardcore Packers fans is like they will cheer when things are good, but when things are bad, it's like Jordan Love's not our guy. Like we gotta fire LaFleur. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
as a season ticket holder, some of that's true.
You're a season ticket holder.
Yes. Well, my family is. I'm
okay.
Personally not. LaFleur gets a little emotional. He had a rough Monday
press conference
today.
Yeah.
And Mark Tauscher really got at him. So I'm sure people don't really care. We should just do a Packer podcast.
Let's do it.
I'm actually quite impressed with your blocked by Pat.
There's
McAfee.
A few other ones that I won't name, but
really, you won't even name them.
Well, like Brandon Walker from Barstool. Barstool Sports. He blocked me. I have my phone.
God, what are you spewing out there?
His was a high noon thing. He threw a high noon or got in trouble with high noon. And I don't know. There's just sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not. Yeah. And then you get blocked.
Who's the biggest name that's blocked you? Pat McAfee?
Probably McAfee.
Okay. What's second? Brandon Walker? I don't even know who that is. So
no.
I've never heard of her.
Brandon Walker?
Yeah.
From Barstool?
Yeah.
Jaden James? She's blocked me.
Hold on.
That's a whole different.
Is Jaden James a porn star?
Yeah, she is.
Yikes.
How do you piss off a porn star?
No idea.
Well, you did it.
Congrats.
I did.
Yep. Man, that's a whole other
stories you got.
Podcast.
Oh my gosh. I think we're going to find some more stories out.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are now at 5-9. So, you know what? You're doing good. However, you got to get some right that he can't get right over there. So, here we go.
Okay.
Now, question number 3 of round number 2. What is the best-selling pinball machine of all time? And I'm looking for a theme, and I'm going to give you a hint. It came out in 1992. So what is the best-selling pinball machine of all time? Came out in 1992. I'm looking for a theme.
All right, 1992, I was -6 years old, so I got to try to think about.
Nope, you can't say that.
What?
You can't say age when it comes to trivia.
All right, that's fair.
Because who was the first president?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, Theodore Roosevelt.
You were negative.
True, yeah, we were negative that's like fair. 250 years old.
You can't say that.
Theme. Man.
I think I know. I don't know.
I say it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
What was the question? The oldest?
No, what is the most
popular
or best-selling pinball machine of all time? And we're talking about a theme. So, like, out front we have Space Jam. I'm going to give you a hint. That's not it.
Oh, all right.
So we have the Space Jam pinball machine. Boards up.
I said Adam's Family.
Adam's Family it is.
Kiss.
How the hell did you come up with that? Dude, you didn't even know it.
Okay, I like pinball. I don't love it.
Man.
Shout out Matt Wagner.
Yeah, he's been on.
A lot of these arcade places with pinball machines, they're like, oh, we have Adam's Family. So I just figured maybe that was the most popular.
That one is, if you have one of those, they're usually asking like 11 G's for that.
No kidding.
Yes. And Twilight Zone is another one that's pretty high up there that people want. But
Kiss
has
got to be up there.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's a newer pinball machine.
Oh.
So
you got to think about the longevity.
Yeah, the longevity. And I guess Adam's Family, for whatever reason, is just a highly sought after one. I don't know. Someone the other night put down Terminator. And I go, Terminator was a really good one because you had the hand pistol for the
ooh,
plunger
all right.
And it shot it off, which was cool. We just recently got Space Jam here, so that one's actually really neat. But there's so many. Another one that comes to my mind was Shack Attack back in the day. That was a cool. It's just a great. The themes are great, but one of my favorites,
Kazam,
South Park.
Ooh,
that's right. A good one because Mr. Hanky came out by the toilet.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
I still want to get one of those in the garage here. But
all right.
But yeah, Adam's Family, 1992. For those who are listening, go look them up.
One of your cars, you could buy a couple pinball machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly could buy some. Yes. All right. However, I can't drive a pinball machine.
Fair.
However, the pinball machine might get more use than some of these cars in here.
True.
Because I can almost guarantee this whole line of cars next to you guys maybe have like 5 miles total in the last year.
All right.
So, anyways, here we go. This is a good one. Question number 4 of round number 2. Who will be headlining the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show? Who's going to be headlining this year, 2025 Super Bowl halftime show?
I know,
and it's not P. Diddy.
He's hosting a different halftime show.
He's got something.
They just don't know it.
Was
yet.
Usher this past year?
Usher was last year.
Okay,
I loved it. People were like, "Oh, this is stupid," and I'm sitting there, literally sitting over here singing.
No table talk.
No, it wasn't Usher.
I know. Well, I heard it.
Maybe
I can't remember.
Maybe he was going to write it.
I can't remember it. Oh. It's okay.
Well, he's got nothing at the moment. All right, boards up.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar is the correct answer. Nice. You just gained a point on him.
That was big.
So now we got 6-10.
They wanted it to be Lil Wayne because it's in New Orleans.
Oh, right.
And he's not getting it.
Dude, Lil Wayne had the awesome
he should have got
Green
it.
Bay Packers song.
You know what's actually crazy is they're doing a lot of hip-hop rap lately.
Yeah.
Usher's R&B. Yep.
Wasn't Kendrick on like 3 years ago?
He was when it was Dre. And Snoop Dogg, he came out and did a song.
That was only 2 years ago.
That was
Los Angeles.
Was really cool.
That was a good one.
And I love that one. And people were like,
really good halftime. They got away from it, like the quicker music when Janet Jackson got her thing, you know, ripped off.
Allegedly, it got ripped off.
Just maybe not on purpose.
What year are they gonna do like a boy band reunion of all the boy bands? That would be so awesome.
2069.
2069. They'll be
dead.
Yeah. Who'll be left?
Can you imagine? JT get like Backstreet Boys, and then you have NSYNC, and 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
And then like they all do some big giant mashup like they did with the rap with Snoop, Dre, Eminem, 50 Cent. That was cool.
That was a really good one.
42-year-old women would go crazy for that.
Only if you have it now, not in 2069.
Fair.
Be in the nursing home.
Fair.
Okay, here we go. This one I expect to...
No, don't even say that.
I'm not going to say that.
Yep.
Another beer question.
Let's surprise you all.
Which beer company had the most interesting man in the world as their spokesperson? Which beer company had the most interesting man in the world as their spokesperson?
Shout out Liney Kugels. They just stopped brewing in Eau Claire. Did you know that?
I saw that. What was up with that?
They're
like moving their stuff.
Coors basically, because they're a Coors entity. They were only brewing like 10 or 15% of their stuff there. So like, we're just gonna move her back to Milwaukee.
Did you ever take the tour there?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And the Liney Lodge is amazing.
It is.
My wife and I like
to
go there every so often. When we go there, we usually always hit up Liney Lodge just to have a flight of beers and then look at all the product.
Yeah.
All right, we got some answers. What do we got?
Sam you Adams.
Had Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
That means two X's, by the way.
Ooh, yeah. Two X's.
Lost my point.
All right, this one might be, I don't know.
Don't say it.
We're going to take you to the Wayback Machine.
Have you asked all these questions while hosting already?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's how I got these so quick.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so this one was just asked last week, which is like 2 weeks ago from when this comes out. But anyways... question number 6 of round number 2. In 1947, the first NBA Christmas Day games happened where the Providence Steamrollers played against this team.
The first Christmas?
Wow. In 1947.
Is the team still
like, yep, the team NBA? Is still around, okay. So there you go.
Got it.
In 1947, the first NBA Christmas Day games happened where the Providence Steamrollers played against this team, and the team is still around to this day.
Are they good?
Don't say
some
don't
might say they are, some might not.
Okay.
All right. If you are a Spike Lee fan, you would be right. Oh, look at the New York Knicks. Spike Lee probably thinks they're phenomenal.
Probably does.
R.I.P. to Cat.
What?
Did he die?
Or Anthony Towns.
Oh.
He didn't die. He's just not on the Wolves anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that a good move for the Timberwolves?
Really,
I don't know.
Really well.
It felt like a good move at the time. It feels like Cat has been unbelievable this year. Like maybe his best season ever.
I know. That's what I thought too. It was like they needed one other thing for the Timberwolves, and it wasn't Cat's fault. It was like he just needed some other
I don't even think they needed anybody else. I think it was just like
should have just ran it back.
Yeah, they should have kept it going. They needed one more year, but yeah.
I know their record's not fantastic anymore, but anyways, here we go. For those who are into space, you're going to love this question. Because question number seven, round number two, is which planet has the shortest day in the solar system? Which planet has the shortest day in the solar system? Ooh, they're counting planets at the moment,
folks.
I'm counting
his planet to see which one he's putting.
Gonna point to the planet.
My very something. I know mother, my very educated mother just ordered us 9 pizzas.
Yeah,
but now we don't have any more pizzas because Pluto's not there.
Pluto. Well, you know, I'm gonna put Pluto in that mix just because I believe.
Sorry, you said shortest or longest?
The shortest day.
Okay. Yep.
What planet has the shortest day?
Fun fact for everyone who's listening right now, as they're trying to guess at this, is actually that each day is 9.9 hours roughly.
That's crazy.
All right, we got answers. Let's see what we got.
I said Mars.
Jupiter.
It is Jupiter.
Damn it.
And you did not get Stupiter.
No. Nope.
You're making a little headway here.
Uranus just for like yeah, just for shakes. But,
but
like,
you had to get actually.
But I actually had to get a point.
So yeah, you got 8 points now, and I got Andrew with 12. So
hey,
you're hanging in, guy.
I'm very educated mother. Just okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now this one's gonna apply to everyone because everyone's probably wondering what this means. What does the acronym PDF stand for? What does the acronym PDF stand for? So if I send you a PDF file,
sit on a
computer. What am I actually sending you?
I sit on a computer?
Yeah. What's your job?
Sales.
Oh, okay.
I don't work at Dunder Mifflin, bro.
Yeah.
Dunder.
Nah, printable.
Was it PDF?
Yep, PDF. So if I sent you a PDF file, what did I give? What did I just send you?
Oh, which
you
one
sent
is
me,
it?
Yeah, and we send these all the time to people, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
I used to when I was in.
This one could be an anti. All right, let's see what we got.
I said printable document file.
I put personal document file.
It is actually a portable document format. Sorry, that's the antisocial boys. I'm gonna drink to that one for you.
Man,
I'll drink. My board kind of looks like. That's binary.
If you guys are baseball fans, which I see one person here is a baseball fan, the other guy's wearing a softball jersey, so this one you guys might get.
Oof.
So question number 9 of round number 2 is this. What is the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box?
Yeah, that's a huge baseball question.
What is... Well, yeah, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Don't you eat those?
No.
What is the name of the dog on the Cracker Jacks box?
Max is the Grinch
for
sure.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
You do not talk about the dog.
I don't care if I ever get back.
Speaking of dogs, did you guys see? It was either Georgia or another team named Bulldogs, but the broadcast said Bulldongs. They spelled out Bulldongs.
Yeah,
like unreal. I don't think it was Georgia. There's another team, but
Bulldongs.
Speaking of dongs, I put Bingo.
I put Duke.
If you have Bingo, you're right.
Yes.
The hell did you get that right?
There was a farmer.
You literally threw your board on the table.
Yeah, I did. Oh,
I don't know.
I thought he threw up the white flag on that one, but I guess he, yeah, right, Bingo. That's a good guess. Okay, good. I didn't stump you, so we don't have to drink again, but we will still drink.
Oh, shoot.
All right, here we go. Last question of round number 2. What feature did Instagram introduce in 2016 to compete with Snapchat? What feature did Instagram introduce in 2016 to compete with Snapchat? So think of all the features on Instagram. What was one of them that would compete with Snapchat?
My Instagram got hacked. Somebody's trying to sell Ray-Bans on my profile for $49.
Snapchat for the cheaters. Snapchat for the cheaters.
True.
You just got hacked too, didn't you? Did your Facebook get hacked?
My Facebook got hacked, what, it was like a month and a half ago. Yeah. Dude, it was so embarrassing.
It was asking for money.
It was asking for money. Yeah, and I'm like, all they did was they went down the first 30. Like I think they got up to about 30 contacts, and I was trying to go in it as fast as I could and go change my password as fast as I could before the other person logged back in, because he kept logging in on me. So I looked up, how do I do this? And I'm sitting there in a meeting, and I'm like, how the hell am I going to get this? Because I don't want them to get my, you know, card information.
Right.
I mean, granted, I can change my card, but then I got to change my card and everything else that is associated with it. Eventually, I was able to change my password as fast as I could, and then I scrolled down, and they were like the first 30 people that were on my thing. They're like, hey, I need money. And some people were about to fall for it. I'm like, no, you guys, like, I'm not going to ask you for money. Yeah, well,
I got it. I got a message from you, and it said, hey, I need your help. And yeah, I was like, oh, maybe he wants me to come on the podcast.
I,
and
I thought the same thing,
like,
dude.
I was like, I need a couple questions. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And it was like instant. I need $300 in ones like sent to this. I was like, oh, okay.
I need gift cards. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
All right, boys, what do we got?
It said DMs.
Put filters.
Stories. Stories is actually
I was
going to
put reels. That probably wouldn't have come.
Oh, man. All right.
Stories.
Well.
Stories.
Yeah, because you know how they stopped.
Yep.
So anyways, okay. After round two, what we have here is we got Justin, you got 8 points.
Yep.
And just confirming with Andrew, you got 13, right? Perfect. Okay. Now, so Andrew, you just came from pickleball, right?
Yes.
You talked about that in the last podcast we had back in the spring, right?
I did.
Were you in league right now or what?
Just playing. There's a group of people. I was the youngest one by 20 years probably. But usually I play with like people around my age. But yeah, I play at the tennis center in Cotter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's that. I
John
played a
Rec
tournament
or
there.
Something.
John Net Center.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, pass control there.
That place eats up your shoes very fast. That the I don't know what you would call it. It's not obviously it's not wood floor.
The court?
Yeah, the court. Yeah. it's very, very rough, which is great for grip.
Right.
I played a tournament there in my basketball shoes. They were torn up afterwards.
Dude, I use KDs. I do not like KDs. It doesn't affect me at all.
No.
No.
How'd you
and
do?
I play a lot.
Was it league tonight or just
no, just for fun.
Just for fun.
I clapped though.
You clapped.
I did really
you
well.
You clapped.
Do you guys hit each other? Yeah, you hit paddles.
I do touch paddles.
Touch tips.
Yeah.
Touch tips.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait.
He touches in the tips, man.
Yeah. I am playing in a tournament. When is that? Next weekend?
Yeah, where's
next
that one
weekend
at?
In town? On Alaska.
Oh, okay.
The Blue
What's
Zone.
What's your rating?
Nah, probably. I'm pretty close to 4.0 right now.
Okay.
Damn.
That's the highest, right?
No.
Oh, five?
Professionals would say they're like 5.5 and up.
Oh, okay.
So I got a way to go before I'm going pro. But
4-year pro? Okay.
Okay, so what else have you been up to then since the last time you were on?
Oh, man. Just being a dad is fun. My kid is almost 16 months, and so it's like a crazy age because he's been walking for almost 6 months now, and so like he's steady and can do things, which is really fun. Like
also
we'd,
not. Like he gets in trouble.
Right.
Gets
well,
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
he sees everything. He opens a drawer filled with like shot glasses and tries to pull them out.
he's taking his own shots.
Or he'll just walk. He'll just walk around and just fall over. I'm like, dude, you're very competent at this, you know? But
you're very competent.
You've been doing it for a while. Fathering is fun. I'm traveling for work a little bit here. Actually, also go to trivia when I travel.
Mm-hmm. Really? Where's the place that you've been to?
Kansas City. I go quite often.
Yeah.
Me with like the Chiefs and the Royals.
Yeah, you were talking about that back in the spring.
Yeah.
So you get some breweries up down there?
Some what?
Some breweries to play trivia?
Yeah. Some breweries, random restaurants have it.
I just Google like
trivia near
Kansas
me.
City.
Yeah, yeah.
And then whatever comes up.
Perfect. But then I also play pickleball when I go down there. So there's like a place called Chicken and Pickle that has Chicken and Pickle that is really good pickleball.
Chicken and Pickle.
I'm going out to LA in March for like an MLS summit.
Nice.
And I'm going out to the MLB All-Star game again in Atlanta.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It'll be awesome. It's going to be hotter than snot, though.
I used to live down there, yeah. Well, this is good. It was a good time down there, though. But now their stadium is now in Cobb County, which is where I actually used to sell cars.
Truist Park.
Yeah. It used to be down like in the southern part of Atlanta-ish area. And now they moved up to Cobb County, which is probably a nicer area, to be honest with you, because it's a little rough down there.
Okay. Right on.
He didn't really want to be caught in the west end of Atlanta. North end of Atlanta is nice. Buckhead, very nice place.
Northern,
bro. So you're going down there for the All-Star game?
I will, yeah.
That's
so
sweet.
Yeah, Wincraft, we do like all their pin trading and stuff.
Yeah.
So we interact with fans and
that'll
we
be fun.
Sell a lot of pins. Yeah. I've been to the last, I was at the one in Seattle 2 years ago and then last year I was in Dallas.
Yeah, so. You said that. You were talking about that on the podcast. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really fun, actually.
It's fun stuff, man.
All right, should we get on round three, guys?
Let's do it.
All right, we got 8-13.
Okay.
This is when it really counts.
Yep.
I think you guys will get this one.
Can we call the Diamond Dogs for one question?
Yeah. Should we phone a friend?
Should we phone?
Wait, you got to phone Diamond Dogs. You phone. I drank there 4 AM since you played
them. I don't have anyone's.
Now they could Google it. That's not fun.
Yeah, well, the status quo for them then.
Most likely they'll know any of these questions off the top of their head.
Yeah.
They're like that.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, here we go. Like,
they have a spreadsheet of all the questions.
That's right.
They record the trivia.
I remember last year they started doing it. Like, what the hell are you guys doing?
I will tell one quick story about Diamond Dogs. So I ran Taylor Swift trivia like nine months ago.
Yeah.
And they studied for it for like as soon as they heard that it was going to be Taylor Swift's trivia, they started studying every fact about her, not knowing anything about her before, and they won. So I thought it was pretty cool. I'm like, you know what? Swifties were mad, but.
Is that the busiest trivia night there, you think?
There was people there I'd never seen in my life. It was nuts to butts in there for sure.
Because it's inside.
It was crazy, yeah. There was like a team on every pinball machine. I think we had, like 28 or 30 teams.
Yeah, I was, well, before you got here, I was telling Chris the busiest I had was like 27 or 28 outside.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, for sitcom trivia or 90s trivia, which was fun. It was
really Harry Potter might have had more, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Those are probably only the niche ones that you can, like, you're really going to get a big turnout.
Which is why we started doing themes more often because, like I had people raise their hands and over half the people had never been to trivia before, so it was like,
a good idea. That's good though. They get new business in there.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one of round three: what was the first food eaten in space? What was the first food eaten in space? Yeah, I wouldn't put liquid up there with that. But at least on the next question, I give you a 50-50 shot.
The first food?
First food eaten in space, yeah.
Like, is it like a dish or is it an appetizer?
Just a food. A food? Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep it.
All right. Board's up.
I said spam.
I put spaghetti.
Oh, no. It's applesauce. Applesauce. Well,
you said no liquid.
That's not liquid. It's together.
I mean, yeah. There's some texture. Yeah,
there's texture. Yeah. It's not much, but
it's
yeah.
It's a congealed liquid.
Yeah. It's probably like the stuff you add water to or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible. I would not want to be eating that. Okay, 50-50 shot on this one here.
Heads or tails.
Question number two. Which came first chronologically?
Chicken or the
egg? First Pokemon video game or Pokemon trading cards? So which one came first? Pokemon video games or Pokemon trading cards?
In the U.S. or Japan?
Ooh, really good question.
I believe it's here.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I didn't put that on there, but I'm pretty sure it's here. Which one came first, video game or cards for Pokemon? And it's still popular to this day.
It is.
People are buying Pokemon stuff still left and right.
I've gotten sucked into some of those videos where they're like unboxing them and it's crazy.
You talk about the cards?
That's a dangerous.
Yeah. I don't like pay, but I watch them and it's like, whoa. Because they pull like a $10,000 Charizard and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yep. Yeah. What is like Logan or Jake Paul have like $1 million one they wear on their neck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? All right, boys. Let's see what we got.
I said game.
Card.
It is video game.
Let's go.
Video game came out first.
You needed that one, bro. That's tough.
I had game and.
Do you know like years wise what the difference was?
I don't know off the top of my head. No,
that's okay.
So game. Someone else can comment, but I know it's in the '90s, obviously.
Right.
And I want to say it's in the upper '90s.
All right.
Like 98 somewhere in there. But anyways.
Game Boy Color.
Was that the first one?
Red or blue? Was that?
I think it was red or blue, and then there was a gold one too, wasn't there?
Yeah. And then green.
I'm gonna change my answer quick.
All right. Question three of round three. Which U.S. city was once known as New Amsterdam? Which U.S. city was once known as New Amsterdam? New Amsterdam. Da da da. Da da. And Frank Sinatra loved to sing about New York.
Nice.
So you both got that one. That was a social. I wasn't expecting a social on that one.
Thank gosh.
That's good. That's good. Love it. Oh, yeah. Obviously social.
How do you come up with your questions? Like, do you, like, what sort of research?
Yeah, what's
do?
Your process?
Well, good question. Lately, it's been I love to use ChatGPT. However, before it was just search whatever. And then the other thing I like to do is I was using, like, facts. I'd say, hey, give me some facts about Winona, Minnesota, or whatever it was, yeah. Minnesota. And then I would take a fact and I'd try to make it into a question. Mm. But now ChatGPT has to come up with a lot of good ways of just, they'll give you a bunch of stuff. Right. But sometimes I'll say, like, give me some impossible trivia questions. Trivia. Yeah. Mm. And the way I always know it is if it's going to be a good one or if it's going to be too easy is if I know it. I always tell everyone, if I know the answer, it's probably going to be a social because I don't just know usually random facts for the most part.
Got to have those in there, though.
Sure.
You do, because people want to feel good about what they're saying. Oh, yes, I got it right. Yeah.
Some softball questions, for sure.
Yeah, then I remember one night, Diamond Dogs was counting how many antisocials I had.
Yep, oh, Lord.
And it was like seven. Running,
yeah.
Seven like, in one night?
I had five in one night. And that was sports night.
Really? In sports?
You did have some tough sports questions.
Oh, my gosh. Five anti-sports questions.
So I've been coming up with them. I usually will never try to do a repeat. If I had it, I will never do a repeat if I don't have to. I could accidentally put one in there not knowing it. Right. But otherwise, it's been just type it on Google. Give me some random, hard, or easy trivia facts, and then ChatGPT for the last 6 months. I tried that. That's worked out well.
I'll have to look at that.
It ChatGPT has been phenomenal.
Mm. Do you have to pay for it?
Nope.
Oh.
There's a free version. There's a free version. So a lot of the stuff, like when I put – what I'll do is, like, for the descriptions on these podcasts – just putting it in, I'll just type in what I would normally type, and I'll say, make this sound intriguing or make this sound exciting or whatever it might be. And then they'll give me a better version, and then I'll put that in my description. So cat's out of the bag. I do use ChatGPT to make my description sound better if anybody even actually reads them. I don't know.
Right.
So, here we go. Question number four. M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what candy? M&M's fruit chews would eventually become fruit what cheese. Candy? So we all know M&M's. That's my favorite candy. I love plain M&M's, but I also like peanut butter ones. I also like peanut ones. There's also a peanut butter and jelly one that I just think came out. Someone just gave me one for Christmas. It was like lattes. I'm like, oof. Mm. I'm not a coffee drinker. Mm. I love the smell of it. Don't like the taste of it. So I gave them to a friend that loves coffee, and she's like, these are great.
What does M&M stand for?
It's Mars and Murray, I
believe. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Two founders. I was going to ask that one, but I didn't want to because I've asked that before. I think other people have asked that before.
Yeah, I would have known that.
So too. Let's see what we got.
It would have been dumb to ask that one.
What do we got? Our fruit chews. Yeah,
I you said not know Skittles.
It? Skittles.
Oh, Starburst, was it?
Starburst.
Oh.
Fruit chews. I was between those two.
And I thought that was going to be a social, but anti. Damn. Hey, how many is that, Diamond Dogs? Why don't you comment on the video and let me know how many anti-socials I'm up to at this point.
I think we've had four.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn. Well, that's pretty good. I only got two teams, not 20.
It's not bad.
So that's not bad.
And one.
And two people. Yeah, you're going each one team.
That's
one,
tough.
Yeah. That's
tough. Okay, I think this one you guys got. Question number five, round number three. Actor Jim Carrey first made a name for himself on which sketch comedy show? Actor Jim Carrey first made a name for himself on which sketch comedy show?
Oh,
oh, yeah. You got this. You got this.
I don't know.
Once he has his answer, I'm going to give a little fun fact. And Jim Carrey.
What's the show called?
He has so many iconic movies. One of my favorites, though, was Liar Liar. I enjoyed Liar Liar. Yeah, the claw.
The claw's good.
But I think a lot of people enjoy still Pet Detective.
Yeah,
I think that's still one of their favorites of Jim Carrey's. But he has some interesting ones, but I haven't seen him really in much lately.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is
Sonic
good.
3. What?
Sonic 3.
He just goes on Sonic 3.
Yeah.
Really?
I had a final, one of my final questions was the Jim Carrey.
Really? Yes, that was a great final question.
What was your Jim Carrey question?
My Jim.
Jim Carrey question.
You had a name. He had, I believe it was six movies in the 90s that grossed over $100 million.
I was there that night. Yeah. Yep. I got it wrong.
You had to be specific. So a lot of people put like Ace Ventura 2. And it's like, that's not what
when
it's
called. Nature calls.
And then, I remember the and mask.
Then Batman. Not a lot of people got Batman forever.
Yeah, Batman,
He was the Riddler. I think, all right, Joker.
What do we got?
It's a Saturday Night Live.
No,
if you had,
it's a Wayne's Brother show.
Oh, but you were so right.
I don't know what it's called.
It's In Living Color.
In Living Color, that's what it is.
And also, fun fact is Jennifer Lopez was a dancing girl.
She was.
One of the dancing girls.
The Wayne's Brother was just on Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharpe podcast, and he talked about it. I don't think he didn't get the job for SNL.
Oh, okay.
He never got out.
That makes sense.
No, he was just, God, which one is it? It's the oldest one. It's the oldest Wayne's
Brother. There's four of them.
He played Major Payne, I believe. Who's Major Payne? Damian Wayans, I believe.
Oh,
it was.
Damian Wayans.
Damian Wayans.
He's on New Girl.
Was he?
And, yeah,
those,
he's in.
Those are
he's got a
brothers.
New show out though. Oh, he has a new show.
Four
out.
Brothers. There's four Wayans brothers.
Yeah,
that's. Yeah. Wait, Damian's the one from New Girl.
Okay. Well, so there might be his kid. Remember, his kid played in some movies. It's not. They got Sean and Marlon, who were those. They had the Wayans brothers,
his dad, right?
And no, they're brothers.
Okay.
All these guys, and they're the youngest one. Then they had the Scary Movie franchise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those guys were.
Then you had Damon Wayans, who was Major Payne, I believe. And I think there's another one that's in there. But anyways, yeah, the Wayans brothers were the ones that came up with the sketch comedy of or not SNL. I'm sorry, In Living Color. That's where Jim Carrey was on. He was like one of the only white people on there too.
Was that the precursor to Mad TV, or were they kind of like the
same
thing?
No, Mad TV, I think, is something different.
Yeah.
But that was
it was a sketch.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them were on that, though.
No, but like, what did In Living Color come first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was like in the early 90s, if not even the late 80s, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Check it out. There's some good ones out there. Okay, question number six of round number three. This animal is 30 times greater to be struck by lightning than humans. This animal is 30 times greater to be struck by lightning than humans.
No context whatsoever.
No context.
Oh, man.
Who did the study on this?
I did.
Dang.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Nah, once I give you the answer.
30 times more likely than humans?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a mammal?
It's a land animal.
Okay, sick.
Yep. It walks around on land.
Yeah.
It's not in the water by any means.
Okay.
All right, you good? All right.
Giraffe.
A giraffe. It is a giraffe, yes. Because look how tall they are.
It's a big girl. It's a
big neck. All right, that's a social, boys. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Course.
Okay. This is. Oh, yeah. I better drink too. All right.
I got a sweep to get to 20.
What's that?
I said I got a sweep to get to 20.
You do? Yeah, I can right now get 16. All right, so question number seven. There is a McDonald's on every continent except for one. Which one is it? There's a McDonald's on every continent in the world except for one. Which continent does not have a McDonald's? And I love McDonald's. It's so good. I think you guys will get this one. I think. I have a good feeling about this one. I don't know if it's a trick question.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
trick question.
I gotta erase it because I spelled it wrong. I'm trying to think of
it's not a spelling competition, so spelling doesn't count as long as I can kind of get the idea.
Are we talking like a full service restaurant?
It just says McDonald's. I don't know how full service it is. This is not a massage parlor.
Man. Massage
parlor. No, man. I feel like this is gonna be so stupid.
Okay, let's go, boys. What
I
we
said
got?
Australia.
I put Antarctica.
It is Antarctica, even though you didn't spell it right.
Listen, all right. I thought that maybe like Antarctica, they built like a small one or something, and Australia was too like liberal for it or whatever. Anyway,
there will be no McDonald's
here.
No, I don't
mean that in a derogatory way, but like they're just so like health conscious and like environmental.
Sure, yeah, right. Well, maybe it's just like Robert F. Kennedy was talking about, or he was talking about like how some. Places they don't put certain things in their food, and he wants to get rid of that in America. Yep. So
red dye is about to be.
That's the one.
Cut down.
Aaron Rodgers VP.
All right.
Did you see his documentary?
Yeah, I watched that.
I need to.
It was good.
And some people talk about Aaron Rodgers like, he's a crybaby and this, that, and the other thing, and doesn't have a family life and all that. I'm like,
Which is true.
It is true. But I watched the documentary. I'm like, well, okay, I see why a little bit, and I have a newfound respect for him.
Yeah.
I never had any disrespect though. All right, boys. Another car question.
I watched that season of The Bachelor, too, with his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan.
They set up two chairs, and he's not there. He's like...
just for show.
Yeah, just for show. Yeah, and you got to take those reality shows with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
All right, another car question. You guys ready?
Got to look at all the signs.
Question number eight of round number three. Ford produces around 8,700 vehicles per day, but this car company only produces 10 to 12 vehicles per day. Which car company am I talking about? Ford produces around 8,700-ish vehicles per day, but this car company only produces around 10 to 12 vehicles per day. Which car company am I talking about? Which one? I'll give you a hint. It's not Rolls-Royce. I would never have two questions the same.
Spelling does not count.
And none of us own one.
I'm pretty sure I spelled it right, though.
Okay.
Oh.
I said Lamborghini.
All right, if you had Ferrari, you definitely spelled it wrong, but you're making a comeback, Justin. You knew where I was going. Oh, my.
I was like trying to Ferrari.
11 to 16. We're not doing bad. We're not doing bad. Yeah, okay, so you're not going to get to your 20, Andrew, but that's okay.
Rip.
Because question number 9 is now about the body.
Nice. Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Not the body Ventura.
All right. Tight ends.
Yeah, tight ends. Obscure tight ends.
Some tight end.
This tight end.
Question 9 of round 3. This part of the human body is unable to heal itself. What is it? This part of the human body is unable to heal itself. What is it?
Both genders?
Both genders. All right. This is gender neutral.
All right.
Non-binary.
This is
unable to heal itself. This part.
Well, this one cannot heal itself. It's clearly not the skin.
And this is it. Oh, never mind.
We all have them.
Punt.
I don't know. Justin's making a comeback here. I think you had this one down right away.
I think I've read it.
Said the kneecap.
All right, here we go.
I said
if you have teeth or tooth. Yes, that is correct. Oh my gosh.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
I think this next one you guys can get because I think it's kind of obvious. But I don't know. Maybe it's only obvious to me because I know a lot about him.
That's a tricky answer though, because like if you think about your baby teeth, like you break off a baby tooth and then the new one comes in. I don't know.
But your adult teeth, if you break one. Like I had a guy when I was living in Atlanta, I went golfing. This guy let go of his club in his backswing because he was mad about how it went. Mm-hmm. Club came back, nicked my tooth, chipped it, and it was like, oh my. He did not hit a root, so it did not hurt.
Dang. I was going to say, I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, your teeth are kind of jacked up.
Oh, screw you over there. You lose automatically. We're talking about jacked up
teeth.
You
lose. You get nothing.
Nothing, sir.
Okay, last question, round number 3. This country has more saunas than cars. Which country am I talking about? This country has more saunas than cars.
I think this
Which country am I talking about? Come on, Justin, don't let this go. You've been like 3 or 4 in a row now.
You have been cooking.
You've been cooking.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it? All right.
No, I don't. I have an answer, but I
All right, let's see what you got.
I put France.
So you had Finland. Finland.
Shout out Finland.
Shut up, Philip. I love saunas, dude. I love saunas.
Oh, no. I love ice baths, dude. Take an ice bath?
What's that?
Ice bath?
I have not done ice bath. Have you?
So nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Dude.
I love heat.
Okay, you got to go into an ice bath and then a sauna and then back.
Man. Okay, so what I'm going to do here.
Was that the last one?
That was the last of round number 3.
That was a great round for you. You needed that.
I needed that. I wasn't going to be able to go home if I didn't have that.
Okay, so if you are at home right now and you're listening or you're watching right now, I have Andrew. I have you down, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have you down for 17.
I have 18. I had 5 that round.
And I had you for 4.
No, I had 5.
Video game.
Can we play
New York City? Giraffe, Antarctica. Oh, yeah. You're right. I didn't count the last one that you just had.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, my bad. Yep. So thank you. That's why we do this. So I got 18. And Justin, I have you for 8 plus 5, and I have you for 13. Am I right?
Okay. I believe you.
Okay, now, last question. It's not going to be one of these crazy ass, write me this in order. We got to do this for the podcast for everyone else listening out there. But right now, if you are competing with Justin and Andrew, if you have more than 13 or 18, you are beating both of them. If you have more than 13, you're just beating one of them. Yeah. If you have less than that, damn.
What's the category?
The final category, and then I'm going to need your wager for this one. But the final one is technology. Technology. And you know what? I'll just kind of scoot ahead so I can look at your wagers so we don't I don't want either one of you seeing what you're wagering.
Okay.
Show me what you got. Oh, you don't have anything, Andrew?
Not yet.
It's okay. That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
I don't want the people to know.
I will tell them after we after this. So, got you, Justin. And Andrew, he's thinking, I don't know what's going to happen here with technology. Tech. least. So for those who are listening out there, if you ever go to a trivia, you'll know that there is strategies that people put down in order to either go all in, there's a lot of them, is all in, I always think. Mm-hmm. If you go one in, like my dad and I normally do, we're just hoping everyone else sucks and gets it wrong and they win all in. Otherwise, you try to figure out who has the highest amount, and then if I bid this,
oh, wait,
I can't
I'm sorry.
Go.
I messed up on my wager.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay. Sounds good. Gotcha.
My math is wrong.
Okay. So before we get down to this, I'm going to tell everyone at home what you guys have wagered. So I have Justin. You are wagering 6 out of your 13 points. Mm-hmm. I have Andrew. You are wagering 10 out of your 18 points. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Final question for those who are at home.
So if you get it wrong, you go to 8.
And if I you get it wrong, it goes to 8. If you get it right, you'll beat him.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah, I told you guys there's a strategy to this. Okay. All right, final question is this: what year did the first iPhone released?
It's one answer.
What year did the first iPhone get released?
I'm between two.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. See, I like to do the one questioners because either you know it or you don't, rather than like, oh, well, you got to put these in order. This is how much they grossed. And then, oh, does it cut inflation?
Gosh, I'm between 98 and 99.
Yeah, me too.
First iPhone. First iPhone.
Can I tell you what two I'm between?
I heard you say 98 or 99.
That's obviously joking, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. He's joking. Oh, he's trying to throw you off. Listen to that guy.
No, I gotta erase 1999.
Yeah, it's not in the 90s.
First iPhone.
Now we're not talking about the iPod, we're talking about the iPhone.
I'm trying to think in
now the iPhone or the iPod was in the 90s. Right? It's like 99. iPod Classic. Really?
Yep.
2004. Ooh, hold on. What iPhone are we on? 16?
I don't know.
I don't know
what iPhone. This is so great. I love it. Someone's got some strategy. But then there was also S models in there, wasn't there? No, and there was also sure. XS's. Yeah, and then there was also
Pro. There's a Pro, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The iPhone 3G.
The ESPN phone, I'm sure, is on 3G.
There. My first iPhone was the iPhone. I think it was the first iPhone I had was iPhone 4.
I had the 6. I got the 6 in 11th grade.
I just got my iPhone last year.
That's crazy.
Really? Where did you come from?
Nokia.
Where did I come from?
Android or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the good side.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good transition.
All right, boys, we're coming down here. I had to put a guess in there. It's only one year, so it's not like it was this year and this year like a football season. It's just this is the year it came out. Most everything when they release things comes out. Apple usually announces in September.
So I got my iPhone 6 when I was in 11th grade, which was in 2015. So I just had to think back from that.
I graduated from high school in 2009.
Dude, that's crazy.
And I'm 2006, so I'm not that far behind you, though.
I'm 2009, graduated, now with honors.
RIP. I was class president and homecoming king.
Oh, damn. Took the whole thing.
Were you homeschooled?
No.
I
graduated like 420, dude. Yeah. 420 people.
You homeschooled?
That's tough, dude. Prom king.
He's prom king, too.
Yeah, we didn't have prom king.
Is it closest to? Oh,
no. It's not close.
Like exact year,
yep,
not
exact
one.
Exact year. Okay. All right, boys.
All right, what'd you
show the camera.
Put 2005.
If you had.
I said 08.
2007.
I had 2007.
I was
you had 2007
and 08.
Oh, my gosh. So, Andrew, you go back down to 8. And Justin goes to 7.
So the winner is Andrew. Good game.
This was fantastic, actually. Man. And someone gets to take a shot off the Shotsky board with me.
I'd like to defer my shot to Justin.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't win. Those are the rules.
Dude, I suck at taking shots. I feel like you're better.
I'm not.
All right.
You got it. You won.
You
fair
guys
and square.
Spots,
shout out.
Okay.
Shout out to Fireball.
Shout out Fireball.
I tried getting Jack Fire because everyone always complains about how Fireball is trash and all this. So for those who are listening or watching, you may have remembered this Shotsky board from when Justin brought it to me. Not this Justin, different Justin. He made this for me back in the summer/early spring. And it kind of comes off of, what is it? I think it's, was it Cold, Out Cold? They have a shot ski. They take shots off. Yep.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. The champion, Andrew, by 1 point only.
1 point.
And guess what? They did not know any of these questions coming up, so it does not... It's not like anybody knew any of these questions.
You know, it'd be pretty terrible if we did know them and we still didn't do
So we're going to get shot the Shotsky board, and as we tip it up, you will see Brewski on the bottom because it's the Brewski board.
Oh, no.
Since it's for Brews and Crews. Oh, I love Fireball. Mm-hmm. Everyone says Jack Fire is the way to go. But, guys, I want to thank you for coming on here. This has been a really, really fun. Scoot over. Get him back in here. Get Justin back in.
How much time are we at? How long have we been talking?
A little about an hour and 20.
Oh,
dang.
So we're going to wrap it up here.
So next time, I got 10 questions, too, that you guys could be on a team. We'll ask.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
All right.
So, guys, I want to thank you for coming in on a Monday night, just before New Year's, playing a little bit of trivia. And this was a great idea, I thought. You guys tagged me in one of the posts and said that you should do trivia, and we made it happen. And I think this is kind of fun. Some people out there are going to be like, I didn't know that, and this is kind of interesting for us. And some people are going to say that was dumb, but I don't care. It was a good time. This is a great way to start off the new year by getting some knowledge into you. And congratulations to both of you guys. By, you know, 1 point is all it took.
Yeah,
one point.
That it comes down to that final round. How you want to wager, if you know it or not. And, you know, usually at the brewery here, it's named 5, 6, up to 10 things in here. You know, it was just one. So it can really, you never know what you're going to get that last question. So I got to think of what I'm going to ask on the 16th. I don't know. I used to have a spreadsheet, and then I forgot my computer password, so I can't access it anymore.
That's unreal.
Yeah. Good old-fashioned pen and paper.
Yep, that's what it is now. Or ChatGPT.
That nice, too, yeah.
There you go.
Well, anyways, Andrew, Justin, I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Fun night coming to do this, and we got to take a brewski shot off the Shotsky Fireball. Congratulations, Andrew, on your victory in
thank
the
you.
New year, 2025. But again, for those who are listening out there, you can listen on any major streaming platform, or if you want to watch us, you can tune into YouTube because that might be more fun to watch this one. But please go out and like, share, subscribe, comment underneath. Let people know where you can find this really fun podcast that's out there. And again, ringing in the new year with Justin and Andrew on a trivia podcast, we are going to send you out in the new year with a big cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.